Talkradio.com. This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything. Still have yet to really dig into the smart meter concerns that some people have out there, that they are a threat to your privacy. These are the new meters that are going up on a lot of houses and a lot of places around the country that will allow power companies to better, supposedly better manage their power distribution and better easily, more easily be able to run their billing operations, lower costs. Whether they'll pass the savings on to the consumers is another question, because power companies generally don't have competition.
It reminds me of a product that was hitting the vending machine market a couple of years ago. My dad's in the food business, and I know that they were selling some machines that would have, you know, had some kind of Wi-Fi or something, some signal that would get beamed out to the man in the truck and tell him exactly which slots were empty and what he needed to bring in there. So it saved him a trip.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we can continue on the power
meter. That's obviously an assault on our sovereignty as Americans.
The power meter.
Well, it will give you brain cancer.
I don't know about that. I don't know if there's really any evidence for that stuff. I mean, people have been complaining about cell phones for years, but there's, from what I can tell, no real persuasive evidence in any way, shape, or form.
A cell phone's an FM radio, and people have been working and living under FM radio towers for decades.
It's a fairly weak FM radio as well. Now, it's certainly true that you hold it by your head. That much is true. But people have been using cell phones for decades, and if there was any kind of increased risk of brain whatever...
You think that the 100,000-watt transmitter above your, you know, out there...
Well, I mean, it's certainly true that the further away you get from a transmitting source, the there's like a, I don't know if it's logarithmic or whatever, but there's certainly the less powerful it becomes. So it may actually be, I don't know what the difference would be between holding a cell phone directly at your head and having a transmitter a thousand feet.
Ian, you know as well as I do that there was an AM transmitter that was within 50 feet. The doghouse was 50 feet away from the studio, the old studios where Free Talk Live was done. Now, obviously, that's an AM, that's amplitude modulation, not frequency modulation, but it doesn't change the fact that this is repeated in there are tens of thousands, more than 10,000 radio stations across the United States, and around the world there have to be tens of thousands. There are FM transmitters and a lot of people living and working right next to them.
I think it's a good point, but you really need to compare apples to apples, and therefore you just keep looking at cell phones and you find the people that, there are a lot of them, that are constantly on the phone. I mean, whether they're business people
But cell phones haven't been around long enough that you can really tell whether or not...
Cell phones have been around for decades. I mean, how long does it take? If you're on the phone all day, every day, and this is such a dangerous thing, then surely we would see some
really
sort of evidence of that.
You can't really disprove it, though. Do you see what I'm saying?
I didn't say you could disprove it, but they can't prove their case.
But
they're
the kind
ones
of
making
people,
the claim.
The kind of people that make the claims want to see proof in the contrary. And what I'm saying is the contrary. Right. Is that
the contrary is nobody's got brain cancer.
Well, lots of people have brain cancer. The contrary,
you can't prove that it was cell phone use that did it.
The contrary is that a cell phone transmits a very low wattage very close to your brain, whereas a radio tower transmits a very large wattage a few feet from the office or the house.
That's true, but not as many people are affected by radio towers because not everybody is working in close proximity to them, while millions of people have cell phones up to their head every single day.
Some of those millions of people are bound to get some brain cancer, right?
Over time, yes. But are they more likely to get brain cancer? No, there's no evidence for that. So anyway, I didn't want to get off on that tangent because we had promised our caller earlier that we were going to talk about jury nullification. He, by the way, dropped off the line during the news break, but I still think we should give him the answer to his question. And his question was, he's got jury duty coming up. He's never done this before, and he believes in the idea of jury nullification. Your right as a juror to vote the law itself. You vote based on your opinion about the law, not just the facts in the case. So you can vote not guilty and set somebody free if you think the law they're being charged with is a bad law. So he's asking, well, what can he do to increase his likelihood to get on a jury? These are some suggestions that I've picked up through doing some research on jury nullification. I'm a big advocate for jury nullification. If there's a jury selection in Keene, New Hampshire, I'm probably out there standing in front of the courthouse informing people of their right to jury nullify. So when you get into jury selection, there are going to be dozens of people, maybe well over 100 people that have been called there. For the very same purpose. They will be giving these people likely some sort of questionnaire. In some cases, you filled the questionnaire out in advance. I know that in New Hampshire, they send you the questionnaire in advance. In Florida, you are filling the questionnaire out right there on the spot. That was my experience in Florida, where I have actually been called for jury duty. I have not yet been called in New Hampshire, but I'm familiar with the process here. So you fill out this information. They ask you several questions about who you are, where you live, what do you do for a living, do you have any family members or loved ones who are police officers?
Yeah, they want to know that.
There are certain questions that are kind of standard here, and one of the things that they do like to ask is what affiliations do you have? Of which groups are you a member, for instance? So therefore, if you're a member of, say, the Libertarian Party or the Ron Paul Meetup or whatever, you would, in theory, have to put that on there. Although, it's only perjury when you lie, right? So, you know, it depends on the way the question is asked, right? List all of the groups that you of which you are a member. Well, then you would have to probably tell the truth if you could remember them all. Of course, there's always that statement at the bottom, I'm answering this to the best of my recollection or whatever. There's usually some sort of qualifying statement about, obviously, if you forget something, you forget something.
Or right? you could say something to the effect of, I assumed that this was an illegal and unconstitutional question when relating to political organizations because political speech is protected. So what I was trying to do by not answering that question was saving the judge, the prosecutor, and the bailiffs from certain prison time.
So one of the suggestions FEJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, made, I believe, in one of their documents, you can go to FEJA.org, F-I-J-A.org. That's what I would recommend people do who are planning to go to jury duty, because they do have some explicit suggestions there. But they actually suggested resigning temporarily from any groups that might be questionable. So if you are a member of the Free State Project or the Libertarian Party or something that you feel like is going to be a red flag to whoever it is that is reviewing these applications, then in advance of going to jury duty, because you get notice of it in advance, you usually know several weeks in advance, just call them up and say, I'm temporarily resigning my membership from this organization, or I'm resigning my membership, and then, you can bring it back. That's if you want to be absolutely, the most honest you can be. You're not perjuring yourself in that case because you're not a member of the group. Of course, then they could ask you which groups have you ever been a member of?
Or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party of the United States?
Yeah, so, how intrusive the questions will be, I don't know. Each state likely has its own different set of questions. But presuming you can get past that process without telling a lie and also without revealing any information that could be, get this guy out of here, then you'll get along to the next step of the process. If you, make it past that first elimination phase, you'll get to the next step where you're actually impaneled on not the jury itself, but the possibilities. There's a group of possible jurors. And then you will be subject to the voir dire process where they can eject you because they don't like the way you look, which is, again, Johnny Ray, you suggested dressing nicely.
Yeah, you're going to their church, and they want. I think it'll be. You're more likely to get a seat on the jury if you look like a regular parishioner at their church.
That's a great point.
If you show the institution and the facility a lot of respect by dressing up, then that's where I'm coming from.
Great point. If you show up with a no victim, no crime shirt on, you're done.
You're done.
You're just not going to make it in. So so then you've got to get through that phase where they can just use peremptory challenges on you and possibly throw you out that way. They can also challenge some of the answers that you answer. The judge will also ask you questions as well. The judge will ask questions at the front of the courthouse and say, anyone who says yes to these questions, please stand up, come talk to me, and then you might get eliminated based on that. You're probably not going to make it.
What are those questions like?
Oh, God. I don't know. I would have to pull up a list of them to give you any kind of accurate representation of them. But they have to do with, your family member, a police officer, and things like that.
That kind of thing, yeah.
So there you go. There's a little bit of information, but I highly recommend the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. I believe they have a document there with very specific suggestions as to how to get on a jury and not lie in the process. You don't want to be caught lying in a court. That could be really problematic. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want here, toll-free, 855-453, whether it's graffiti or tattoos or, let's see, what else did we talk about tonight? The internet celebrities, you know, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. We've also discussed getting a job, discrimination in women, getting on a jury as somebody who believes in jury nullification. Still to come, the smart meters. We've got more information about those, the new devices being installed on a lot of houses across the country. Some people are freaked out about it. We'll continue here. 855 450 free. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you are serious about freedom, this is the best option. There really is nothing else out there. Mark, you and I were discussing the Seasteading Institute and the Blue Seed, and it looks like they're up against a real tough time right now. The folks that want to take freedom out onto the water.
Seasteading and Blue Seed are different things, but yep. Blue Seed is having, from what I can tell, having some issues.
Yeah. Apparently, it turns out there's some UN control over the international waters near Silicon Valley.
The Monterey Bay. Yeah.
So they can't do the plan they had originally wanted to do, and they're running out of money. But anyway, the Free State Project is successful. We've actually had over 1,000 people move to New Hampshire. There are now over 1,500 liberty-loving people who live in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. People like us, the three of us on the show tonight, we moved. Johnny Ray, you moved from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yep.
Mark and myself moved from Florida. And people are coming from all over the place, all over the world, in fact, to come here and to get active for more freedom. There are over 15,000 people that are pledged to make that move. We want to reach 20,000 people pledged. And once that 20,000 number is acquired, there'll be a five-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to actually make the move. So the fact that we're here now is we're early movers, so the official move period hasn't even begun. And you probably, if you've listened to the show for a little while, have been excited by some of the things, if you care about freedom, you've been excited by some of the things that we've been talking about, like, liberty-oriented people getting elected. That's actually happening in New Hampshire. It doesn't happen anywhere else. You've also got civil disobedience. You've got a huge amount of media that's being created. We're not the only radio show in New Hampshire. There's all kinds of great liberty podcasts that are being created here, television programs. Jason Talley, our weeknights, usually he's on Friday nights. He's been off the last couple weeks, but Talley's going to be starting a new TV show up, which is very exciting. So there's always something going on in the media realm and outreach projects. I mentioned jury nullification. I mean, I'm out there every time they've got a jury selection doing jury outreach.
Yep.
Is that happening in your town?
What about the NHLA's
great example?
They rate the every legislator, and there are more than 400 of them here in the state of New Hampshire. Every legislator, and they rate every law.
That is unbelievable.
Every bill, I should say.
NHLA stands for New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Their website, nhliberty.org. Great stuff. I mean, all these things.
If it was just for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, anybody who has any interest in sort of liberty-oriented politics, that for that one reason, you should give up on whatever state it is that you are, running for libertarian office in or whatever it is you're doing. For that very one reason. And there's so much more that goes on.
Absolutely. FreeStateProject.org.
Earlier tonight, we were talking about smoking bans.
Yes.
And I think smoking bans are illustrative of this broad ignorance of what real freedom, real human freedom is in the United States. People don't know what it is. We've heard the word. We've been beaten over the head with it ever since we were a kid. But the kind of freedom that is, an eagle, a red, white, and blue eagle flying through the air, that's not real freedom. Real freedom, you can only get that if you allow other people to be free.
That's the key.
And wherever you are, people don't get that. You're not going to break through. You're not going to break through to them. Not you by yourself.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a movement. It has to be, that message has to be delivered to the average person in many different ways. It has to come from the media. It has to come from their friends. It has to come from coworkers. The idea that you're saying here, allow others to be free so you can be free. If you're just the crazy loon in the street, the one guy, the one libertarian in town who's ballsy enough to do something and say something, you're just going to look like a lunatic. But if that same message is coming from people who are, respected friends and coworkers and et cetera, church members or whatever, then people won't be able to ignore that message anymore. They'll have to take it seriously. They'll have to give it real consideration.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Trevor listening in St. George, Utah to KZNU. Hey, Trevor.
Hey. You should tell that guy who wants to get on the jury not to wear a tinfoil hat.
That helps.
Yep. Yeah. Not a good thing.
No, I was calling about the – sorry, I'm nervous because I usually don't call radios, but
Don't worry, it's just the three of us here.
Yeah, I got on the air. I'm excited.
Exactly. That's, by the way, I like that, by the way, just to clarify something. That, for me, made a huge difference when I was giving public speeches in college, to change nervousness into excitement, to look at it from a different perspective, that I'm excited to get my ideas out to this audience, whoever it is that's there listening to the speech, as opposed to nervous about what they might think. And just changing your mindset on that, I think, can go a long way. So we're excited to have you. Go ahead, Trevor.
Well, thank you. I agree. You know, as far as the smoking on the college campuses, I am one of those people that I feel that everybody should be free to make their own choices. And but I'm, you know, unfortunately, there's people that are careless and they don't have respect for other people. You know, that's why we've got stop signs. Some people actually stop instead of use common sense and stop. You know, you know, if a community decides that, you know, they don't want their bushes full of cigarette butts, or, you know, the side of the road, you know, cigarettes, you know, in the parking lot, and they got to pay somebody to clean that up, and they want to have a cleaner campus, you know, I think they've got the right to say, hey, you know, this is not what we want on our college campus. With that being said, you know, I've been to a college campus. I went to college in California, and I actually changed colleges because of the smoking. You know, I'd come out of class and just get hit with tons of smoke, and there's just butts everywhere. And I've got a lot of friends that smoke.
So yeah, I've got. Let me jump in here. The fact is that smoking isn't littering. Littering and smoking are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that smoke their butts. They field strip the cigarette. They put it in their pocket, or until they get to a garbage can, they're
very diligent.
Are responsible about it. I don't know whether they're the majority or the minority, but there are enough of them that do it that they shouldn't be punished for the people that flick their butts. So littering is littering, and smoking is smoking, and oftentimes smokers or litterers, and it really upsets me. I'll honk my horn if I see somebody throw a cigarette butt at night out of their car. I don't know if they know what the heck I'm doing back there, but I don't like it. It really upsets me, because what it does is it gives a lot of credence to people that want to stop smoking because of littering. And those are different things. By the way, I'd like to point out that there have been studies done in some towns where they remove all the street signs, and people actually drive more safely. Mm-hmm. So stop signs may not keep us safer.
Sometimes you mentioned it was common sense to stop, but in some cases it's common sense to keep going. Like, for instance, if no one else is on the other road. So letting people make their own judgments can actually make traffic move faster. Trevor, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I love the orange explosion that happens when people throw the cigarette butts out of the window at night.
I've seen it. It's you know, admittedly pretty, but I mean, it's, you know what it means, too.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You take control at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Do it all for free over at cam.freetalklive.com.
I've got a challenge for the technically inept people out there that think, I can't get into Bitcoin because I don't know that much about computers or the internet or anything like that. Here's my challenge. My challenge is, go to cashintocoins.com. Can you type these 12 letters and then a .com after them? Because once you get there, it's so simple to go through the process of getting Bitcoins that you really can have Bitcoins. You don't have to be passed by in the whole new next generation in currencies, this giant leap forward in the currency technology that so many people are talking about, that so many people are excited about. You can get Bitcoins too. It's easy. It's fast. It's safe. It's legal. It's inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority. If you have trouble with their website, they will help you. That's what they do at cashintocoins.com. You can get Bitcoins if you want them. Your excuses are not valid if you have not yet visited cashintocoins.com. Go check them out. It's easy. I did it myself. I know. Cashintocoins.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun here. We'll talk to Bill listening in Jackson, Mississippi, to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. Hey, well, welcome. Just One little point on the cell phone thing. Obviously, the jury is still out on the damage and et cetera. But there is a good bit of empirical evidence starting to build up on the penetration into the brain in the 800 megahertz band, especially. If you go back to the old analog days, the handheld phones were 3 watts, which was extremely high. And, of course, now it's only 3-tenths of a watt, but that's just 10 decibels down. And that's still a third of the voltage. And that exceeds the ANSI level. In other words, the state's level of RF exposure to the human body. But what makes it a little more damaging, more risky, is the point source being right next to the side of the head. And it's the equivalent of being less than 50 yards away from, let's say, a 100-kilowatt FM transmitter being in the aperture of the antenna. And
so how do you come up with that number that holding a 0.3-watt cell phone to your head is equivalent to being within 50 feet or yards, did you say?
50 yards or so. Well, actually,
50 yards of a 100,000-watt transmitter. How do you get that number?
Just extrapolate it from the inverse square law, and all you have to do is double the distance, and, of course, the radiation goes down by the square root of 2. And it doesn't take but just so many doublings like that until the equivalent field is extremely high. And like I say, you just do it sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I was telling you earlier, Mark. You can't compare those things together. They're not there's no comparison between them. Look, Bill, I get where you're coming from. I understand that people are concerned, but from what I understand, there really haven't been any kind of established health effects, adverse health effects. I mean, are you talking to us on a cell phone right now?
Well, yes, but I'm holding it out about 6 inches away with the speaker, and I always do that. I have used Bluetooth, et cetera, but they always tear up. But anyway, look at some of the case histories. Lee Atwater, back during the analog days, died of brain cancer on that side of his head. You know, he was press secretary for, I guess, Reagan or maybe Bush 1, and that's a very pronounced case.
Yeah, but
right
case
there.
Studies aren't scientific evidence. I mean, they're just case studies.
You know,
so,
it's an empirical thing, you know. But you keep looking at it, and it's the side of the head that the cell phone is held on, and so many of those brain cancers develop on that side of the head. I can actually feel the stuff myself, and it's not psychosomatic either, because in the times I've had to hold it to my head in a noisy environment, I can feel that sharp pain for several minutes after I get off the phone. And holding it out drops it down below that level that would otherwise cause an effect toward me. That's just my own personal analysis.
Well, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, I can't deny that you have a personal effect, and maybe it's certainly true that some people are more sensitive than others to this sort of thing, but there's certainly no epidemic. I mean, there's no real significant. You have case studies, but you don't have anything that is of any significance scientifically.
That's kind of like looking at what the tobacco argument over the years from the tobacco companies. They say, well, there hasn't been any actual proof that smoking causes lung cancer. But I mean, the empirical proof kept building up over decades, and we all are very aware of that now. And so, anyway, anything to cut down on that penetration right next to your head like that, even a few inches, makes a lot of difference.
I'm reminded of the claims that, if you travel in a car above 25 miles an hour, the air will be sucked out of your lungs. I mean, there's truth that empirical data piled up on cigarettes, and then at some point or another, they were able to get the science behind it. I'm with you. That's true. And we're in the stage of, and nobody can prove it.
Well, it'll take a time, lapse time case of histories, but I just don't like the feel of it, and I can feel it.
Yeah,
and
fair enough. That's valid. That is totally valid, and if that's what works for you, then I appreciate it. And I'm glad we're actually able to hear you fairly well, because normally speakerphones sound like garbage on the air, so thanks, Bill.
It's a cell phone.
I thought you said you were putting it on speaker mode so you could talk to us from a few
inches away.
Well, I do
have a speaker on my cell phone, but just to be able to hold it out away from my head. But it's the speaker on the phone, but not a speaker phone.
Right. No, I got you. Thanks, Bill, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You know, Ian, speaking of Bill, Alex Winter, I believe I have the name right.
That's right. Yeah. From Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
From Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is kickstarting a documentary. He's done a lot of work already. It's
nice
a documentary about the deep web
and
Silk Road and Bitcoin.
Which is awesome.
Yep. He did an Ask Me Anything on Reddit the other day about all that, and it sounds very interesting. And also, apparently, the Wild Stallions will be coming back. There is going to be a Bill and Ted's 3.
No way.
So that's what he said. Yep. He said, somebody said.
You're supposed to say, way.
Oh, man.
I don't know enough about it. I saw it in this movie theater.
It's been a long time. I probably haven't seen it since I was a young teenager.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, he's basically certain that it's
That
number three's coming.
Now, is he going to Kickstarter for that too? Because, I mean, or is there like actually a movie company that's going to pony up the cash for it? And is Keanu Reeves going to be like Bill and Ted, a really old kind of thing? Because, you know.
I guess it must be, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because he's in his 40s he's got to be in his 40s by now, if not
right.
Early 50s.
Right. They got to find somebody to replace George Carlin in the role of Jesus.
I saw Bill and Ted's, I think I was
the late 80s.
18 years old. And,
yep.
You know, those guys, those actors were older than I was when they did that movie.
They were older teens. Yeah, I guess early 20s probably, yeah.
Maybe early 20s. But, yeah, I mean, they're at the very, very least, those guys are 45 to 50.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Still looks good. I saw the picture of the guy.
Bill. Yeah, he did. Did you ever watch The Idiot Box on MTV?
That?
It was a variety show. It was like an animated variety show that was pretty out there. And it was real different, and it was directed by him. Maybe he produced it. I don't know, but it was great.
You got to really hand it to the internet. I mean,
Eon Flux was on The Idiot Box.
There was another show that MTV had that was also one of those variety animated shows as well in the
past.
Maybe
I'm confused.
Was there like Liquid Television or something?
That's what
like
I'm thinking of. Yep, Liquid TV.
So, you got to hand it to the internet. Alex Winter hasn't been in any kind of movie of any significance in recent memory that I'm aware of, but yet he has been able to rocket back to the forefront of people's attention because of the viral activity surrounding his pitch for this movie. I mean, he didn't have to go to any kind of production house to do it. He put it out there to the internet, and people are funding it. It's amazing stuff. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bella Wood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and moments remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts if you dial in toll-free now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online, and you can help support Free Talk Live by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into the show. We invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. But right now is the best time ever to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. There's two amazing deal sweeteners that are available here. One, you amp for $5 tonight, it's $10, because there is a group of people out there who are doubling the amp dollars that come into the show, up to $950. That's the amount that we've got pledged from this group of people that are very generously doing that, including Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. And they're doing this because they're excited about the idea of us bringing Daryl on as an affiliate relations person for the show. So he's helping me out during the daylight hours. We get up in the morning and we call radio stations, introduce them to Free Talk Live, and hopefully get them on board. Daryl's already gotten his first radio station for Free Talk Live. They are probably going to come on board at some point this week. There's some technical difficulties that are making that take a little longer than we expected. But he's doing great so far. And yep.
This is the most effective way to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations.
It is. It really is.
And Free Talk Live is uniquely placed in the sort of the liberty movement to bring the message of liberty to sort of your everyday radio listener, people that were just turning on the radio and listening to the station that they listen to, the conservative talker or the liberal talker on. Free Talk Live has a completely different way of bringing the ideas of liberty to people, and we think a very effective one, especially for the dollar. Right now, across the country, there are hundreds of talk stations where people are turning on the dial and not hearing Free Talk Live.
Yes, that's right.
Your $5 a month to the Amplifier program, this is chump change, even for basically for anybody who works. $5 a month is something you can probably be able to afford.
But for us, it adds up.
Sure does.
And it doubles now because of the folks that are doubling your AMP dollars. So if you do $10 a month AMP, it's going to double to $20. So that makes a big difference for us. It makes it possible for us to keep Daryl on because he quit his job, by the way. He had a job cleaning as a janitor, and he walked away from the job. I mean, give two weeks' notice, but he left his job because of this opportunity, and he's all in. And so thank you to everybody who stepped up. We had a great week last week with over $200 coming in AMP pledges. We still have about another week remaining here before the end of the month, and we'll tally everything up at the end of the month, give you the final results for how much we were able to pull in. I have to say, I think it's looking pretty good. We did get some one-time contributions that are going to kind of fill the gap up to $950, but one-time contributions are being doubled. AMP contributions are being doubled. Even Bitcoin contributions at bitcoin.freetalklive.com are being doubled. And speaking of Bitcoin, the extra deal sweetener is if you AMP for the first time before the end of the month, then our friend James, who is one of the generous donors, is going to send you Bitcoin in the equivalent amount of the amount that you give to the AMP program. So for the first month, your first months of AMP, basically you're getting it paid for in the form of Bitcoin. So if you AMP for $5, you'll get $5 worth of Bitcoin. Now, what you have to do is send me an email with your Bitcoin wallet address. I will forward that on once you're verified as a new amplifier.
Or you post on the Free Talk Live wall or whatever. We found a lot of these things.
Better to send it directly to me. Don't want to get anything lost in the cracks. So just email ian@freetalklive.com, and we'll get you taken care of. So, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get started there.
Check out the School Sucks Project. It is a call-in show and a podcast, and they talk about real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. There's all kinds of things they discuss: learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. Go check it out. SchoolSucksProject.com.
I listened to School Sucks the other night. It was really great. It was with... I can't remember the lady's name, but she's a New Hampshireite. She's an unschooler, and she was
Dana Martin.
Thank you. Yeah, she was on Wife Swap, right?
Yep. Yeah, yes. We had her on our show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, she was sitting in your chair.
Oh, cool. Anyway, the School Sucks with her was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
SchoolSucksProject.com. All right, so smart meters. We're going to have time for this. Maybe we'll hold the smoking story until perhaps tomorrow night. Of course, you can always call in and bring up anything you want. But National Geographic has a story that was published in late 2012, December of 2012, about the smart meters and the supposed privacy fears about this. Energy consultant Craig Miller, who spends much of his time working to make the smart grid a reality, got a jolt when he mentioned his work to a new acquaintance. The man, who happened to be a lineman at a Pennsylvania utility, responded earnestly, quote, "Smart meters are a plot by Obama to spy on us," unquote. The encounter was a disheartening sign of the challenge ahead for proponents of the smart grid, who say the technology can help the industry meet power demand, fix problems faster, and help consumers lower their electricity bills. Advocates of such a 21st century grid are learning that they need to take privacy concerns seriously. Those smart meters are not, in fact, a domestic espionage scheme. They do raise questions. In a world where households start talking with the power grid, what exactly will be revealed, and who will be listening? The term smart grid encompasses an array of technologies that can be implemented at various points along the line of transmission from power plant to end electricity user. But for many consumers, it's symbolized by one thing: the smart meter. A majority of U.S. states have begun deploying the wireless meters, which can send electricity usage information from a household back to the utility remotely at frequent intervals. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, more than 36 million smart meters were installed as of August 2012, covering about a quarter of all electrical customers. So they are well on their way as of, again, the end of 2012, making this happen. In the European Union, only 10% of households have the smart meters, but they are being deployed rapidly to meet an EU mandate that the technology reach 80% of households by 2020. Because smart meters can provide real-time readings of household energy instead of the familiar monthly figures most customers now see in their electric bills, the devices offer a new opportunity for customers to learn more about their own power use and save money. The ability to track a household's energy use multiple times a day also presents some unsettling possibilities. In theory, the information collected by smart meters could reveal how many people live in a home, their daily routines, changes in those routines, what type of electronic equipment are in the home, and other details.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that they would try to find information like that. I don't think it's just theory. I mean, if they, governments, entities, even monopolies like power companies have every, you know, they love information.
I would like to know how that theory is exactly fleshed out. They don't give me details on how that theory exists, because I don't understand. I want to know How is it that the meter on the side of the house could reveal how many people live in a home? How is that going to do anything? They're not hooking the meters up to each room inside the house. They're going outside the house.
They probably have a formula for the level of consumption of power.
And, for average amount of people in the homes?
We're guessing that this house has between 4 and 5 people who live in it.
Okay. So that's not really a revealing how many people live in the home. That's just taking a stab at how many people live in the home. How do you...
They could probably guess that from just a regular meter, too, right?
I would suppose, I guess. I mean, if you can extrapolate that sort of information, which I don't think you really can, because one person could live alone but use their stove a lot, and another person could, not.
Stoves, you have a lot of resistance.
So it doesn't really make much sense to me. Also, their daily routines. Okay, sure, you could learn from a power meter. Looks like the increased usage is at about 8 a.m. when the people are getting up. It goes down at midnight or whatever. You could probably tell when someone is going to work or coming home, that kind of thing. But ultimately, you're not going to know what their routine is. You're not going to know that they're going to the bathroom versus the kitchen. Because the meters aren't designed to know what's happening in the different rooms. Or are they? Does the installation of one of these meters require entering the home to insert little meters on every single, the breakers? Is there like a meter for every breaker? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure this thing sits out on the outside of the house just like the current power box.
Yes.
So I guess I just don't understand the theory. How are they going to determine the types of electronic equipment in the home? Is this some sort of subtle signal that is sent over the power line by these devices that is identifiable? Oh, I can tell that's a stove. I can tell that's the heater. I can tell that that's, an electronic gaming device. Mm. Really? I'd believe it if I saw some evidence for that. But so far, all I've ever heard about the power meters is, Mom, our privacy! Well, I don't know, really, what you're going to lose as far as privacy here. Anyway, going on here. It's not hard to imagine a divorce lawyer subpoenaing this information as an insurance company interpreting the data in a way that allows it to penalize customers or criminals intercepting the information to plan a burglary. Now, that is probably the best reason, right? If this is being sent wirelessly, in theory, somebody would be able to decrypt that communication and determine whether or not somebody is in their home based on the power usage. But you could also sit out front of the house and watch them, too. So it's not like it's hard to figure out when people are and aren't home. I don't know. Call me skeptical about these skeptics on the meters. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.